This is getting pretty old.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Here's the scenario. There's a newspaper story that a certain bank is in big trouble. The stock price plummets. The Federal Reserve and the government call a Sunday night press conference. They say, don't worry, we won't let this bank fail. Remember, that's what happened with Bear Stearns? And again last night with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The Fed and the Treasury basically said they will do whatever it takes to make sure Fannie and Freddie survive. Here's why. Those two hold $5 trillion in debt. That's about half the outstanding mortgages in this country. We begin with Amy Scott, our New York bureau chief. Amy, what's their plan?
Okay, well, the Treasury Department is asking Congress to temporarily increase a line of credit that each of these companies currently has. Then the Treasury is also looking for temporary authority to buy equity in either company if needed. The Federal Reserve has also authorized the firms to borrow directly from the central bank at the discount rate that commercial banks pay. And the Treasury plans to give the Fed a role in determining how much capital Fannie and Freddie have on hand.
All right. The question we'd all like to know is, how does this affect taxpayers?
Well, yesterday, New York Senator Charles Schumer praised the plan, saying it would minimize the cost to taxpayers. This seems to be designed to boost investor confidence in the two companies without actually injecting any cash yet. But this really does take these companies from having an implicit guarantee from the government to more of an explicit one.
Well, this seems very explicit. You mentioned they're asking Congress. What's the timeline here for getting something done?
Well, the Treasury Department hopes that this will be approved as part of a bill that's already in the works in Congress. So we could see something as soon as this week.
All right. Amy Scott in New York. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
This announcement is affecting markets everywhere. Fannie and Freddie shares have climbed dramatically this morning. And Wall Street is getting a boost from it. So far, the Dow is up 73 points. A little over 0.5% to 11,173. The NASDAQ is up 9. The S&P 500 has gained 7. In Europe, the markets are close to 2% higher. There were mostly small losses in Asia. Now, about the rumors that fly around in these panic scenarios. The Securities and Exchange Commission says it's had enough of that, and the gossip must stop. Marketplace's Steve Henn has more.
There's nothing worse than a nasty rumor. Like arriving back at high school and hearing you've been seen.
Dressed in a cheerleading outfit and covered in makeup.
And that's nothing compared to the rumor mill on Wall Street. In the past year, Lehman Brothers lost 78% of its value. Executives there say a lot of the damage was done by vicious gossip, spread by people shorting their stock. If that's true, it would be illegal. But Jim Doty, a former general counsel at the SEC, says proving it's almost impossible.
It's always been an intractable problem for the commission.
J. Robert Brown, a securities law professor at the University of Denver, says now the SEC is trying another approach.
So what they're doing is they're shifting the focus. They're saying, if we think somebody's out there spreading rumors, we're going to go after them for having inadequate procedures.
By forcing traders to prove they've checked their facts before they've talked down a stock, the SEC hopes to leave short sellers, at least temporarily, tongue-tied. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thriveand.com/retirement. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
I think we should dig a little deeper on this Fannie and Freddie thing. No doubt our man Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine has something to say about all this.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Okay, Alan, give us some background. How did we get here with Fannie and Freddie?
Part of the last batches of stuff the government did was it allowed Fannie and Freddie to buy much more in the way of mortgage-backed securities than they would otherwise have, the idea being you didn't want those prices to melt down and you wanted a buyer in the market. So these guys who are now having problems because they're so exposed to mortgage-backed securities went out and bought hundreds of billions of dollars more of mortgage-backed securities because of a special dispensation they got from the Treasury and the White House, which sort of told their regulator to let them do this.
That seems, in hindsight, to be a pretty stupid thing to do.
Well, hindsight is wonderful. And yeah, it is. And at the time, I said this increases the Fannie and Freddie risk. It's an intelligent gamble. It's a smart thing to do, but it really increases the risk. And by God, it has increased the risk. So I was half right, which is better, I think, than the government's been. The government's maybe been a quarter right.
Well, do you think the government has learned anything here about trying to anticipate problems instead of waiting until the horses have already left the barn?
Well, often when you anticipate, you want people to do things that are painful and they get upset because the guy who regulates Fannie and Freddie named Jim Lockhart, who I think is a very smart guy, he's been trying for 2 years now to sit on these guys and get them to put up more capital and cut back their risk. And the minute there's a problem, everybody runs and loosens the regulations on Fannie and Freddie. And mortgages that are being made to be sold to Fannie and Freddie are now something like 80% of the mortgage market. And if these guys can't buy, you're going to have an incredible mess. The lenders are going to have to make the mortgage loans and keep them.
All right. Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.
Had it not been for Fannie and Freddie and all of that today, this might have been at the top of our news list. Anheuser-Busch has agreed to a buyout from InBev. Shareholders and regulators still have to approve it. InBev says it plans to use St. Louis as its North American headquarters and that all 12 North American breweries will stay open. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.